Hi, good evening, and welcome everybody to Creation Lightship Healing. This is our Monday night show on bbsradio.com station 1. It is December 30th, 2013, and we have Ron live with us this evening. We'll be answering questions, and we'll be talking about all different kinds of topics and questions and comments related to your healing and your healing process and your healing journey. So if you are new to the program and you don't know anything about Ron or his work, you can always check out his website, which is creationlightship.com. And I think we'll be taking questions tonight at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that is clsquestions@yahoo.com. We will also be checking the fast chat, although it is easier to do the questions if you email them over. So if everyone could just do that, that would be great. We also like to charge the light being at the beginning of the show, so you can find the image of the light being at creationlightship.com, and that is over on the right-hand side of the webpage. It's the image of the light being. There's two images there. You can bring either one of them up. And Ron usually charges that with peace energy for everyone and their space. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe we can bring some peaceful energy into everyone tonight.
Here we go, everybody. So let's energize that light beam. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beam this time for everybody. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So back to you, Liz. I was kind of like thinking when you said, well, we have Ron with us live tonight, you know. I was thinking, well, Ron's dead today, but he's coming from the beyond, though. Ron, are you out there? Well, he's not here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, well, hopefully that is actually you, Ron, and not some sort of beyond Ron. That would not be good. So we can start off the show tonight with some... Actually, there's a great listener testimonial I just wanted to read out about the holidays. And she said that she would just like to thank you, Ron, again, as the CLS, Creation Lightship, Be Here Now, brought my family the most peaceful Christmas ever. That was the comment at Christmas when I asked what the family's favorite Christmas memory this Christmas, because it was the most peaceful ever. No must-dos, stress, hustle, bustle, no family chaos. So that's a great testimonial, and that clearing is a free clearing that Ron offers through his website. And you can find that under sample healings on the left-hand side of the page. It's called Be Here in the Now. And there's also an audio tutorial at the top. If you look at the very top, you'll see audio samples with a drop-down menu, and you can also do a Be Here in the Present Moment tutorial, which is a great one, too. So just wanted to let you know of that, Ron, and let everybody else know if they're feeling a little disjointed after the holidays. Those are great clearings to do if you feel a bit spiritually jostled or otherwise, you know, from all of the usual chaos that happens during that time.
So let's do a clearing for, let's see here. We do anxiety a lot. Let's do something else. Do you think of anything that's similar to anxiety that might be up?
Maybe nervousness.
Okay. You're nervous, huh? Okay, here we go. So if you people are nervous or fidgety, here we go. So releasing that energy for that one particular situation that you're thinking about. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do another one here. I don't know. You may not have this, but we'll just... say Christmas blues or something. So if you have that, kind of interesting, you know, that they use the word blue or blues, you know, because the blue color is pretty calming. So I don't know if the blues is something else, but here we go. Releasing that from you if you have that situation, concern. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So anything else we could do that you can think of, Elizabeth?
Maybe a fear clearing, a sample fear clearing.
Okay, here we go. Fear. Think of a fear that you may have. And we'll see if we can discharge that one incident from you. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. I got a good one. We're going to go back quite a long time. Well, typically for probably most of you. Let's go back to the time that you found out that there was no Santa Claus. Okay? Could be any age, naturally. But all of a sudden, you know, maybe you kind of thought that or felt that, or maybe it's a complete surprise to you. But you finally got the confirmation. And maybe that caused a reaction in you that you didn't like. So, or whatever. So typically we'll just say it was a negative reaction. That you maybe had all your hopes and faith in this Santa Claus image, and now you didn't, not going to show up anymore. So here we go. No more leaving, you know, a glass of milk out with cookies or something, you know, like some people used to do, or maybe a little gift for Santa or something. And then the next year you didn't do it, and maybe you thought like you're a fool, you know, for doing it all the years before. But, you know, you've been spoofed, you know. Anyway, some kind of reaction that you might have, and we'll just see if you have one. You may not even know about it until we release it. So here we go. Dig into your distant past and releasing this. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's see if you have a reaction to that. You never know what you're holding on to and carrying, you know, that baggage, and how it's even affecting you each year. So that might be coming, maybe you're in sadness or anxiety because you knew you wouldn't be coming. And then you're hoping that maybe your parents will buy you what you want because maybe you thought Santa Claus gave you something that your parents couldn't afford. So now you're in anxiety, and every year that you have Christmas now, even though it could be, you know, 50 years ago or something, or longer or less, all of a sudden you may be carrying that energy, and it's, you know, now it's gone from you. Never knew that you had it. Wondering why you'd be upset at Christmas each year. But it'll do it again, go a little deeper. So this might be something about your parents betraying you, or and I guess you could say even lying to you about Santa Claus. If you have that issue, if you do, we'll release it. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. I'm sure a lot of people have a association with that feeling. And I can remember myself being the oldest kid and, like, kind of knowing there wasn't a Santa Claus, but still having to go along with the whole thing because I had younger siblings at home and just being like, oh, God. But, yeah, that's interesting. It's so I think for a lot of people, kind of like a big letdown or disappointment. I don't know if you took care of this with the Christmas blues, Ron, but somebody on the fast chat was requesting a sample clearing for depression. I don't know if that is the same as the Christmas blues, maybe just a general clearing.
Yeah, we can do depression. So I'm assuming that it's for this time of year. So everybody, think of something that might make you depressed during, you know, during the month of December here. And here we go, releasing the energy. That one situation, that one event in your life that you became depressed. So here it goes. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And all of the healings that Ron does on the show are samples, and they will work on an archive up to five times. I believe that's correct, isn't it, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so I just want to thank you again for all of the wonderful samples that you do on the show. And I have another testimonial here from a listener who actually participated in the four-hour Ascension call and the 3 8-hour Sunday intensive conference calls, which the last one in December just wrapped up yesterday. And he says, the colitis symptoms have greatly decreased, and I thank you and the light ship for my healings. So that's great to know. And if you are interested in the 8-hour healing intensives, you can find out more about those at creationlightship.com. And it's at the very top of the page. It's usually a series of three calls that Ron holds every month. And there's a monthly four-hour Ascension call. It's usually on a Saturday prior to the first special 8-hour healing intensive. And you can attend that live or as a registered absentee. So those are great calls to get on, and a lot of people do them. There's also the special weekly calls, which are Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, Ron, I think I wanted to bring up the one because this topic's been on my mind a lot lately, and I thought maybe we could talk about it for a little bit, the energetic cordings and how many different types of cordings there are. And Ron does do a weekly call on Tuesday, which is a cording removal special. But the more I looked on the website, the more and more I was reading about cordings. And it seems like this time of the year is particularly important to pay attention to cording because it seems like we're doing a lot of family functions. We're seeing a lot of relatives and friends, possibly people that we don't normally see. And also, you know, for the new year, Ron, I'm sure there's a lot of cording going on. So I thought maybe we could jump over to that for a minute. And I guess also carrying over from the show that we had last week, which was the clearing show for the women who had gone through childbirth, there were also the topic of what happens like afterwards, and how parents should avoid cording their children. So I guess that's the first, like, energetic cording that you would have is your parents cording to you. And that, in fact, if you read on Creation Lightship, this is actually taking away your child's spiritual energy. And what a cording is an energy link. And if you think of it as an extension cord that plugs into your wall, that actually takes spiritual energy away from you. So it's like a psychic cord, which is mind energy, which is not the light. And they usually attach to people's chakras, but can also attach to different body parts. So, Ron, I just wanted to maybe we could do a sample decording of a person that we've seen within the last couple of days.
Okie dokie, so here we go. So think of somebody. And when it first released the energy that when you quartered that person, you got all this energy coming to you, whether it's known or unknown to you, but you got energy from them. So I'm going to take away that energy that they gave you. And, you know, maybe you didn't even know about it that it came to you, and maybe, you know, you're going to feel it leave you, not understanding what actually happened. So here we go. Releasing the energy of one person that you connected to, quarter two. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll bring back your energy, since the energetic cord also gave them your energy at the same time. And here we go, bringing your energy back to you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Here we go. So I'll just see if you have any reaction to that. See how your body's feeling, because this is all normally body energy. And your body will tend to feel different as it gets its energy back and reclaims its, you know, its energy system more fully. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, thank you. And it's important to note, too, I was listening to a show the other night, and something you said really stuck with me. It was kind of, you know, source energy or the energy that's inside of you. You should never go outside of source or yourself and ask for things, because you were, I think you mentioned it on the last Wednesday show, and it was about how, you know, if you see people on airplanes, you know, blessing themselves or saying prayers, they're going outside of themselves to ask for protection from something that they don't even know is going to happen. So they're creating not only, I would think, energetic cordings, but they're also putting themselves on a potentially dangerous timeline. So it's very important to stay within your body and within source. And I think that all of the things that we're talking about on the show tonight, especially on the Healing Highway, are things that drain or take away from your source energy, and how you can get rid of these things in order to get more of that energy back to you. So, Ron, one of the things that is very interesting, too, is that it says here on creationlightship.com under the Hidden Facts section, which is great to read if you have a couple of minutes. It really talks a lot about different ways you can understand kind of like what Ron's message is here. But it says you can also visualize a connection between you and some other person or people and see these cords being released from yourself. Sometimes the person will know you disconnected from them, and and they will re-cord you. If that happens, ask the sun if you can plug the energy cord into it. And if the sun says yes, just plug the cord into the sun. The sun has plenty of energy, and the person will not even realize that they are disconnected from you. So, Ron, is there a specific way we have to do that?
Nope, just kind of visualize it and do that. There's plenty of energy with the sun, so it can definitely handle, you know, the little bit that's from you. Normally it's not good to cord anything, but this is one way to kind of help you out, is to have another energy like that, you know, do that for you. So that's, well, the only thing that we really talk about that could really help you out if you have a really bad situation. Because it's hard to take away the energy from somebody, take away their free will, if they keep cording you all the time. So this is one way that you can help to do that, because the person will still be getting energy. And that's the reason why we put that on there, because there's no other real way unless you visually think of them all the time, consciously think of them, and then when you do that, you're putting a cord onto them yourself. So whenever you think of somebody, you know, you're energetically cording them, and they're right in the room with you or sitting next to you. And so that's what happens. Your energy field is with you. That's who you're cording. So when you think of somebody, you think of a person. You think of like a picture of a person. And it's like normally a still picture. And then you're bringing that back to you and taking the energy off of that still picture of them. And then you have to deal with that one way or another, You could probably all think of maybe watching a movie or even seeing somebody, we'll just say the hospital scene, and a person's in the hospital, and you knew them before they went to the hospital, and now they're in the hospital, and maybe, let's just say they got into a car accident, they have, you know, their leg up in traction and the neck brace on and some tubes going into them, and now that's your visual of them, what you think of them. You don't think of them normally when they were in wholeness a week before when you physically saw them. Now all you think about is how they look and what, and you go, oh, that poor person. Well, you're taking away their life force, and you're also imprinting them into the hologram of having that particular situation. So, if 10,000 people saw them in that situation, then all of a sudden those people are putting that person into that timeline, and many, many timelines. How are they going to get well? So there's another way of stating it, but I think you possibly all understand what I'm talking about, because you're freezing that person in time, not allowing them to get well, because you only see them in that particular state of affairs, that condition or situation. So right away, you lock them into that timeline. And so, you know, that's one real bad thing that can happen. So that's still, you know, on the lines of energetic cording. And you're allowing, say, that person to not be well because you don't see them as well. So you're putting them into that box of illness, sickness, you know, whatever they're, you know, whatever they're inside of. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron. And it's a very good example. I also was thinking it could even be something as simple as like someone saying to you or sending you a good vibes or, you know, sending you positive energy, which is another type of courting that we don't really probably think about because it's meant with good intentions. But I would think that that would also be something that you would want to disconnect from.
Yep, any energy, remember, it's going to your body. And it can also take away your spirit energy, too, because your spirit resonates to your body. But we'll just talk about body energy here. So, you know, anything that comes to you, if it's not your own, you don't need it, don't want it. And, you know, that's why people normally analyze people around them as being, say, friendly or not friendly when you see them. So, and it's the energy that they carry. So you want to always, you know, just try to be separate, do the shrink wrap, and not bring up events and situations from people that you've known in the past, because you're now onto that timeline. And you've already been there, done that, so why recreate it over again and draw stuff into your life that you really don't want to have, because you're just using past energies over again. You're wasting your life. So that's the whole thing, is why do a role play, we'll say, of the past? And that could really take a lot of your life force energy. I guess one way to look at it is probably looking at it now and going back maybe, say, you know, maybe 5 years when the stock market was doing very well. Each time we go back to New York, you know, twice a year, we see kind of like the decline in the people there, and they're all talking about, I won't say all talking about, they're talking about money issues, where before they weren't doing that. And you ask people, how come, you know, the expo's a little slow and people aren't buying little trinkets? Well, they say, well, let's do the stock market, you know, in New York, you know. Because, you know, everybody's probably affected by it who live in Manhattan, I'm guessing, you know. So basically, let's just say that having that line of thought, let's just look at it and say, well, maybe you're one of those stockbrokers making gobs of money, you know, every week, you know, because you did your job well. And now all of a sudden you realize that, you know, you bought this boat and you bought this and your big house and your extra houses and you're selling all these things, and now you're in depression. And so now you kind of say, well, the way I'm going to get out of my depression is maybe just think that I was rich like I used to be. Well, that's not really going to help you at all, because you're in the reality here of not having it. And if you, as you keep trying to think about it, then you're role-playing, and you're wasting your life thinking about how I used to be, and not where you are now, but how I used to be. And that's going to put you into, you know, the timeline of that money, which is no longer going to be active. And so you may think that you're rich because you may see yourself going to work, making lots of money, but in reality, you're not. So you don't want to get stuck on a timeline that doesn't materialize, even though it might make you feel better. And that could be true with relationships, too. Maybe somebody lost somebody in their life, and they want to keep thinking about that person to make themselves feel happy, because now they think they have that person with them, and they're not even maybe living, or maybe you got a divorce or something, and they're not with you. So that's kind of where you want to be, is in the moment, and not to bring things to you. That's what we're talking about, energetic cordings. So I guess you can all look at it and say, gee, why would this person who used to have lots of money thinking, you know, now that he's still rich and he's trying to spend the same amount of money that he used to have, and he's wondering why he wanted a credit card debt. Well, he's not, you know, in reality here, and he's not on the proper timeline where he should be. He's on another timeline thinking that he can do all this stuff. That's kind of what we're talking about, is get back into the moment, you know, do your shrink wrap, and get off of timelines, get off of energetic cordings that are from the past, because you really can't live in the past. You know, you're wasting your life. You know, you're only here for a certain amount of time, since you're on timelines, and you're being controlled, and naturally they stuck something in us to have us age, unfortunately. So from there, you know, I guess each day of your life, you're one day closer to death. But you can see it doesn't bother me that much. But some people it does, you know. And, you know, get back into the now moment, where you can look and be in the now, and nothing really is going to be corded connected to you because it can't connect to you when you're in the present moment. Your timelines only work in the past and in the future. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And it seems like the energetic cordings, or, you know, cords from things or people outside of yourself, are very much related to timelines, and all of these things coming to you that you don't necessarily want or need are putting you on timelines that you don't really want to be on. So it's a great way to look at the two. These are two of the big main things we talk about here on Creation Lightship, are cordings, timelines. Probably two of the biggest things that you can do to help yourself are to get on those weekly decording calls, and also to do timeline crashing, which is another great way to disconnect yourself from the past and the future to be in the present moment. Interesting kind of a question just popped up on the fast chat, Ron, and the person is asking if someone can absorb effluent energies if they walk into a high affluent store. And that's I found that interesting, because whenever I go into a high affluent store, I feel like I don't deserve to be there. So I wonder what that kind of, like, what is being courted there, or, I mean, could you possibly absorb that energy? I don't know, or it's just more about who you are in the moment.
Yeah. What are they playing in the background behind that song?
Right.
Buy me, spend all your money here, buy me.
Yeah. Spend all that money you made in the stock market on this bag.
Yeah. But the energy would be there, you see. People that have walked into that store who maybe are wealthy, okay? And so I guess the thing would be, are you able to catch the vibration of money, or people with lack of concern of money when you go into a store like that? Yeah, it could be possible. You might find yourself feeling that you have more money. Now, what's that going to do to you? Well, it could activate some energetic codes in you to draw more money to you. That's a possibility. Remember, we do that, the Jewish money DNA code on people. And I'll be doing that back in New York again, too, I believe. And also in L.A. with the Conscious Life Expo. So, yeah, you are, in a sense, getting connected to that. So, is that good or bad? It's how you look at it, you know. I would think most people would think it'd be pretty good if they could somehow change their consciousness toward that. But then you got to look at it too and say, well, gee, let's just say that you're in the store and somebody walks in and they spend $2,000 on some clothes that you thought was kind of ridiculous, but they bought it anyway. And to them, it was nothing. They just bought it. And you're watching them and you go, holy smokes, you know, person didn't really even try these on. They just bought them, or she bought them, bought it, bought them. And how's that going to make you feel, okay? What is that going to bring up into you? You know, is it going to make you feel upset because they didn't try the clothes on? Well, you would have tried them on. You know, what issues are there that springs up in you? So that might be good to do, go into a clothing store where it's more high-end clothes, if you want to do that, and just see how people react, and then see what buttons you get pushed, you know, are getting pushed on you or that you have in you about that, because that might be a neat way to heal that. And then go on and you could possibly do that negative affirmation on that particular situation. You can look at it probably more so as a barcode, reoccurring barcode that you may have. Because, you know, you're running that and you activated something by watching people doing this or a person. So, you know, if you look at somebody and they spend all this money and you get really upset with them, then where's that in you? You know, maybe that's your only energy block left that you have in your life to finally make it. Maybe you thought you're always rich, but, you know, you don't know why you don't have any money. And maybe that anger that you have that happened from something in your distant past or a relative, ancestor or something, is blocking you. So it might be a good way to do some healing. But I think that'd probably be more, a heavy-duty barcode put on you. I'd probably do the barcode clearing, if that's the case. So back to you, Elizabeth. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was thinking that's a great idea, Ron, and it would probably work for you too if you were affluent, because I feel like there's always like another level, you know. There's always like, well, the $600 bag, but then there's like the $2,000 pair of shoes, and it just kind of goes up from there. I mean, you can never really seem to hit the limit with that kind of a thing, especially with like luxury retail. It just seems to get more and more expensive. So that's a great idea. And also, it does seem to me like it would be some type of barcode, or I was even thinking of like, I think there's like an extreme poverty clearing that we have on the website, which may or may not be related to slavery. And I'm going to go in there and look that up, just so if anybody wants to do this, you can maybe experiment. Yeah, there's a poverty clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and then it goes back through the generations. So that would probably be a good one to do if you feel like maybe like I do, like you're a little bit out of place in a store like that. And it is kind of an interesting environment because you go in and, I mean, the salespeople like look you up and down, and it's like you're immediately being judged.
And they think they're going to be stealing something, huh?
Yeah, probably. I mean, especially if I'm wearing, like, my knit cap. I mean, but yeah. And also, I was thinking, too, it's interesting because I've been on the other side of that where I've actually been in the store selling the stuff, And it's sometimes the most unassuming people that walk in, and they look like they just crawled out from under a rock, and then they, you know, drop like $6,000 on something, and you're just like, whoa. So you can't really go by appearances, in my experience. I think it's all about clearing up your judgment, not only judgment of yourself, but your judgment of others. And like you were saying, if you see somebody buying this stuff, like, what's your immediate reaction to it? Like, oh, I would never spend that on that. Or, you know, oh, that's like chump change to me. So, I mean, yeah, that's a really great, great way to look at it, Ron. And I think that, you know, any one of these clearings would probably help with that, depending on where you're at. I'm just going to look up the barcode. What did you have a specific barcode clearing in mind? Like the
It'd be the reoccurring.
Event, problematic situation. Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be always with you. You see, you're everybody listening. You know, we all go out and spend money, you know, on something, you know. And it doesn't matter what it is. Everything is kind of graded, you know, with the, or, you know, missing the lack of word here. Anything that you buy will have a variety of prices on it, typically, you know. So
different levels of.
Yeah, different levels of spending, you know, for the same type of product. And so, you know, you may want to look at that to see where you are, you know. If for some reason somebody were to give you, say, I'll just say $20,000, they say, here it is, this is free, go buy a car. Well, would you buy a car for less than $20,000, you know, a used car or even a new one, or, you know, and maybe get one for $10,000, and would you save the other money, or would you spend all the money on that car? That's another way to look at it. So now you're broke, but you have the car. The other one, you have money in your pocket to put gas in it with. We'll say, okay. Or would you go on and say, gee, I got you know, the $20,000, and I want to buy a $40,000 car and put half down on it, you know? Or how do you want to leverage that, and what would you do? You know, where is your consciousness? You know, maybe you don't see yourself getting into a car that maybe is very expensive, you know? Not that that's a bad thing or a good thing. You know, you're looking for something that's going to be functional or something that everybody's going to look at and wish they had it, you see. So everybody's different on the way they're thinking about things, the way it works. So, you know, that's kind of just the way life is here. But remember, everything is the barcode could be put on you, so that you're not able to really get what you want. You're always striving for something out there, and you're always, the old saying, day late, dollar short. That's that'd be a good timeline to crash. You know, that's been popped a lot, and I'm sure everybody out there could be nodding their head. Yeah, you know, the guy behind me won the lottery, you know, and or the guy in front of me got the numbers that I wanted to have, or I told somebody these numbers. They won, you know, all this money, and I go, gee, I didn't do that myself, you know. Or maybe, you know, things like that happen, you know, the dollar, day late, dollar short situation. So I'm going to show those other phrases, too, that we've heard. What is that, you know? And then what do you think of money? Because we're kind of talking about money here, you know. Do you think money's bad? Do you think that people who have money have, say, cheated people in the past to get it, or maybe their grandparents or parents cheated money, and now you have it. You don't have to work very hard because they already did what they did to get it. You know, how do you relate to money? Is that anything negative on money will repel it from you because you don't want to have it. You know, maybe you think that you got to steal from people to have all that money, whatever that money would mean to you. So everybody has a way of looking at that. It may not pertain to you as I'm talking to this to you right now, but a lot of people have a situation. And so look at that, you know, and see what your issue is there, and clean it out, clear it. The whole thing is to get this energy out of you that's causing you, you know, to have problems. And the thing that you don't know about completely could be your main problem. I had people, when I first put up the South Empowerment Clearing for people, and I had one person say, you know, I did about a dozen of these issues, and, you know, I knew that I had these, and then I finally started doing some more because it was on the page, and I already paid for it, so I might as well, you know, do that because I paid for it. And I said, you know, I did an issue that I never even thought I would even have, and I got so much energy, and I broke into tears and everything else because it was so strongly, and I didn't even have a clue about it. So that's what happens. They can hide those things in us. So that's what I'm saying, you know, to kind of look at some of those issues and release them from you. Because it is, you know, meaningful, and it could be holding you back. And, you know, these are all sort of under energetic cordings. These energies are corded to you, preventing you from moving on with your life. So you're a slave to those particular issues that you know nothing about. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that you just brought up so many good points there, and I hope everybody was really listening to that, because I also thought of, Ron, when, you know, you think about money, it's usually there's like generational beliefs about it, too, depending on where you grew up and how you grew up and what era you grew up in. Like your grandparents had a different idea about it, and your parents did, too, and you do now. So there are all these kind of generational beliefs that you may be connected to and not even know it. So maybe somewhere, you know, back in the days of the Depression when people didn't have very much, you got this barcode put on your ancestors, and it's kind of been passed down through your DNA, whereas, you know, the rich people had this, you know, very attractive barcode put on them, and it's carried down, and their kids are well off, and their kids' kids are well-to-do, and, you know, so it's very interesting to look at it from that perspective, too, and you may actually have to get in there and timeline crash a whole lot of timelines, depending on where you're at. Yeah, so I guess the self-empowerment healing that you mentioned would also be effective, and probably even maybe a natal barcode clearing, because
yeah,
if you're...
That's good, yeah. And then you hear people that maybe have disowned, maybe from their family, maybe they didn't want to, you know, do something, and the parents said, okay, you're now no longer in the will, so now maybe it goes back a couple of generations, so all of a sudden... Maybe your ancestors, for some reason, had a lot of money, and maybe they made the money through hard work, you know, and they saved it all, and they passed it on to, you know, the next relative, and all of a sudden, you know, they didn't like you because you were, or your parents or grandparents, they weren't, of a certain religious belief or something or whatever, and they got disowned. And then all of a sudden now, you know, you have that situation with you, wondering why, you know, you can't draw anything to you because they put a curse on you. I would guess that could very possibly be true. I'm just looking at this here in our society now, okay? And, you know, we have the gay and lesbian movement that probably started, I don't know, hard to say. I'd say probably in the 80s, typically, when most people started hearing about that, where it became more out in the open. And so what about those people whose parents did not like them, dating the same, a male or female, you know, the same sex, and seeing them, and that maybe their parents, ostracized them from the family or something. So, you know, that's a possibility, too, and that's happening more real time with a lot of people, I would think, than it would be maybe with actual other things happening. So, you know, you're kind of like, in a sense, bucking the system here of what the people think is morally correct. And so I'm thinking, if you're listening and you are a gay or lesbian or something, what clearing would they use to get a little more self-empowerment, Elizabeth? Any idea?
Well, I mean, obviously, the first one that came to mind is the the self empowerment clearing. But gosh, I mean, that's almost like if your family's disowned you, I would think like you would want to decord from all of them, and maybe even do that son thing, because it would probably be a situation where they were constantly recording you or trying to make you the way that you were versus the way that you are now. Or I was even thinking around the abandonment clearing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. One. Yeah. So, yeah, all these issues are with us to different levels of them, you know?
Yeah, and there's like the spiritual abandonment or just like the whole lifetime abandonment clearing. Because that to me would be like almost like you can't talk to your family. I mean, that would really be difficult, I think, to just like forget that ever happened, to try to make peace with that. Sorry, Ron, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's an issue that we see all the time now, you know, where maybe like I'm saying back maybe in the 60s or something, you know, I don't think you were born then, but. Maybe you were. I don't know. Anyway, Elizabeth, but I was, you know. And,
70s.
It was kind of, you know, it looked like nobody talked about it, didn't know what it was. And, you know, you got words that you somehow picked up. And, that doesn't really, you know, it doesn't matter. But the parents, you know, being older, you know, with a different generational mindset, boy, that could be really rough on somebody.
Yeah.
And it still goes back to courting. You know, everything kind of is, like you said, everything is courting here. So each time you're, comes to be Christmas and you maybe if you are a gay or lesbian or something and you got rejected, you know, your parents may look at you or think about you, you know, when they're having a Christmas thing, and maybe they disowned you when you were, say, 16, and that's been a long time ago, you know, but they're having that Christmas thinking of you when you're probably 10 or something, and then they get angry because you're not there. And then they're putting all this negative energy towards you at Christmas or Thanksgiving or something. Anyway, you know, you could probably just even change the subject matter that we're talking about here and put something else in there.
Yeah.
And whatever anybody thinks of you, they're courting you and you're getting your energy stolen. That's why you want to do the shrink wrap, to be in the present moment, so that you don't have to worry about people stealing your energy. And I think when you're, and then also get in the present moment. So both of those are great to do. But yeah, this whole place, energy courtings, you know, I can probably say that it sucks. You know,
literally.
I'm watching people, you know, time, and they look at other people and they watch them and they see what they're buying and they see what they're doing, you know, and, it's all judgment. And the judgment creates courtings. You know, of envy or whatever. So, and if you think the courtings, even, you go on to racism. You see somebody of a different skin color or something, or maybe even a different religious faith or whatever, you know, all of a sudden, interesting, different religious faith. They go to a different church than you do, and right away, you're probably courting them, wanting them to come to your church or whatever. So, and the dark side loves this. That's probably the main thing, that and entities. Energetic cordings and entities are, and they really set this place up good for everybody. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate reality of being here, but the thing is that you can empower yourself and you can do something about it, and I would imagine that if this situation relates to you personally and, you know, your parents did abandon you when you did come out, it would probably be a good idea to do that abandonment clearing. And, I mean, of course, after doing your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first clearing that you have to do before you can do any of the other ones. And also, it doesn't just apply to, I think, you know, people of a certain, you know, orientation. It would be anybody who maybe they didn't have a family growing up or they were abused or any of these types of situations that people get into, and then you find yourself really not being able to move forward because you're still stuck in the past, dealing with all these other people's emotional cords. So, Ron, you said it does suck, and it really does suck the life right out of you, your life force energy, which is your source, which is your spirit that created you. So, yeah, you literally don't want your life to suck. So get on those decoding calls every Tuesday and have your whole lifetime emotional clearing. That'll help you out a lot. So we're actually 10 minutes, actually it's 7:50 here, so we have about 5 minutes left of the show. And Ron, I didn't get to all the listener questions tonight, but I wanted to get onto this one. Just maybe we could wrap up the show with this. This listener wrote us, and they're wondering what clearing they should do. They've been breaking things for over a week on practically a daily basis, and they broke 3 glass pots in one day. The next day they broke glasses and another glass pot and many other items. They just fall out of my hand. What is going on with me? That sounds like a timeline thing to me, but I wonder what you think.
That is self, yeah, what I'm picking up is self-sabotage also.
Okay.
So you're on a timeline to break things, and then you're probably beating yourself up because you broke it, which can get back to how did you get it? Was it a gift, or was it did it cost lots of money? And then right away, you're back into the month.
Oh, no.
You know, I saved up and spent my $20 for this glass. You know, it took me a month to save up, and now I broke it. So now you're beating yourself up. You know, remember, everything boils down to a few things here. I would probably do maybe self-sabotage and do a bunch of timeline crashes, you know, for things that happened to you. So that would be an emotional thing. How do you relate emotionally to when you broke it? Did you feel stupid? Then do a timeline crash for feeling stupid. Okay, did you feel angry? Then that's what they hooked you into. Remember, it's an emotion. You know, the thing that you broke is incidental. You know, what did it mean to you? How do you relate to that emotionally? And that's what you want, a timeline crash. And if you're doing that consistently, then, you know, that's it. And it could be that systematic barcode that could be coming in, you know, where they stuck you with the barcode to break things all the time. So, if no one else fails, if you don't know, then do that self-empowerment bundle. I think it's 6 weeks long for $50 or something. And get on that and just start clearing the stuff out. And but the timeline crashes are what I'd probably say to do. And, you know, then see where you are with your fear or anger or whatever happened to you when you did it. You know, because you did probably have some kind of reaction to it. And maybe you got all these things from relatives, you know, at Christmas. You know, all your relatives gave you different things that you're breaking. So that might be good. So your body doesn't want to be cornered by those people. Well, that's the positive way to look at it. So anyway, I guess our time's kind of coming to a close. We got our New Year's special coming up on the 5th. And then we have, it'll be Sunday. And then from there, we have cording, getting rid of these energetic cords tomorrow night. Then we have the Wednesday program is water charging and lightship healing. On Thursday, we have our special a wonderful call, getting rid of the clone replicas of you out of your body. And then next night, which is Friday, we have our entity. So entities are a big one, too. So I guess we'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth, to close the show here. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you so much for a great show, Ron, and thank you, everybody, for your comments and questions. A couple people did say on the fast chat that those weekly calls are amazing, so try to get on them if you can. And if you're looking for more information about Ron, please go to creationlightship.com. And just want to say again that it's a great idea, too, to get on that New Year call on January 5th. You can find out more about that on upcoming events, and also subscribe to the newsletter because you get all the information every month on the special 8-hour healing intensives. So thanks again, Ron, for all of the wonderful samples tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and be sure to check out our other show. You can also find a link to that on creationlightship.com, and you can also join us again on Station 1 on Wednesday night at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So, Ron, I'll say goodnight, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Yep, I think we're talking about twin flame energies tonight. That's what I think is on the agenda here. So, we'll
see you later. Twin flames. That's a great one. Yep.
Okay, we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.